The Ferndale Wildcats still have not allowed a single point through 8 of their 10 regular season games as they look to close out a perfect campaign on the football fields over the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Wildcats and their pursuit of some history in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school football news from around Humboldt and Mendocino counties, how College of the Redwoods suddenly finds itself back in the chase for a conference title, news of an exciting week in NCS volleyball, why it was a particularly memorable week on the soccer fields for one local school, and how the HDNL golfers fared at this week's North Coast Section tournament. But first up, the Wildcats continued to roll on the football field this past weekend, cruising to a 67-0 win over Hoopa at Coach Carlson Wildcat Field. Incredibly, Ferndale has now outscored its first 8 opponents 517-0, including outscoring their conference opponents 291-0 in 4 Little 4 games. Just as impressive, 7 different players accounted for the team's 10 touchdowns against Hoopa, showcasing the remarkable depth the Cats possess at the skill positions. 3 of their 10 touchdowns came on special teams and 2 on defense as they opened up an insurmountable 60-0 lead before halftime. With the win, the Cats improved to 8-0 overall and 4-0 in conference play, while Hoopa dropped to 2-6 and 1-3. Also in the Little 4 last weekend, the Arcata Tigers kept their championship hopes alive with a 40-26 win over McKinleyville. The Tigers are now 4-4 overall and 3-1 in the Little 4, with a huge upcoming showdown against Ferndale in next week's regular season finale, while McKinleyville dropped to 2-6 and 0-4. The 4 Little 4 schools will be back in action this weekend, with Ferndale playing at McKinleyville and Hoopa at Arcata both on Friday night. The Big 4 championship, meanwhile, could be decided this weekend. Conference leader St. Bernard's improved to 4-0 in the Big 4 with a 28-0 win over Eureka on Saturday night. Like Ferndale, the Crusaders are also 8-0 in the season and 2 wins from an undefeated campaign. But they'll have their hands full on the road this Saturday night against the Fortuna team that remains in contention for the conference championship. The Huskies improved to 3-1 in the Big 4 and 4-4 overall, with a 28-14 win at Del Norte last week, a result that eliminated the Warriors from conference contention. If Fortuna wins this Saturday, the race for the championship will go down to the final weekend of the season, but if the Crusaders win, they will be crowned outright champions for the first time since they joined the Big Four back in 2018. Del Norte is now 1-3 in conference and 4-4 overall, while Eureka, which has lost 7 straight games, is now 0-4 and 1-7. The South Fork Cubs, meanwhile, got back to winning ways at Calistoga last weekend, winning 50-28 one week after losing at Tamales. The Cubs are now 3-1 in the NCL3 and 5-2 overall as they get set to play at California School for the Deaf on Friday. The season is also winding down for the Mendocino County schools, many of which remain in the chase for the upcoming NCS playoffs. The Wolverines hosted Cloverdale last week and cruised to a 47-0 win to go to 5-1 in the NCL1 and 7-1 on the season, while Fort Bragg had a bye and Ukiah travelled to Petaluma and handed St. Vincent de Paul its first loss of the year by a score of 27-6, improving to 3-0 in conference and 5-3 overall. This Friday night, Willits plays at unbeaten St. Helena, while Ukiah plays at Maria Carrillo, and Fort Bragg, which is 3-3 in conference and 3-5 overall, will host Cloverdale. In local college football, meanwhile, after 2 straight wins, College of the Redwoods is back in the race for a conference championship. Last Saturday, Sior hosted Shasta and won 38-24. The victory lifted Sior to 2-1 in the National NorCal Conference and into a 3-way tie for 2nd in the standings, along with Sierra and American River, all 3 of whom are just 1 win behind Butte, which is 3-0 in conference. And with upcoming games at Butte on Saturday afternoon and at home against American River next week, Redwoods suddenly finds itself with everything still to play for. Switching gears, it was a big week in local high school volleyball with 5 HDNL teams qualifying for the NCS playoffs. All five were in action on Wednesday night, with three league teams advancing to this weekend's quarterfinals. In Division 4 action, Eureka edged Del Norte in five sets as the Loggers secured a first playoff win in around two decades, according to head coach Stephanie Napoleon, while Arcata fell in five sets to Pinole Valley. In Division 6, Ferndale won in five sets at Cornerstone Christian, and St. Bernard's won in straight sets against Brave Christian. In local high school soccer, meanwhile, it was a good week for the Arcata Tigers. On Saturday, the Arcata girls defeated McKinleyville 2-0 and clinched the Big Four championship, while 4 days later, the Arcata boys tied 1-1 at Fortuna on the final day of league play to capture an HDNL title for the first time since 2022. In Little Four girls action on Tuesday, the Del Norte Warriors handed the Ferndale Wildcats their first loss since opening day and ended their 17-game unbeaten streak in Crescent City, winning 1-0. The Cats, however, had already clinched the conference title and remained the top-ranked team in the NCS in fall soccer. The NCS playoff fields will be announced this weekend, with the postseason set to start next week. And rounding out another busy week in local sports, the girls' golf season concluded for the HDNL teams at the NCS Division II tournament at Baywood Golf and Country Club in Arcata on Monday. League champion Bria Larson of Del Norte was the highest placed local girl with a round of 105. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.